Los Angeles, United States of America, autumn 1980. Mice and their executioner. Each of his days began with a lover's rendezvous. As soon as he got to his cramped laboratory at the University of California at Los Angeles, 32-year-old Dr. Michael S. Gottlieb, a placid bear of a man with curly hair and a blonde mustache, took from his attaché case the tidbits destined each morning for the companions who for years now had shared his hopes and his frustrations as a research scientist. With slow, almost religious movements, he cut the potatoes into thin slices and offered them to his mice. Michael Gottlieb had more than 250 of them, all female, all brown, and so fat they would have passed for small rats. He called them his princesses. They were members of the aristocracy of their species, the famous C3H line, the flawless products of generations of genetic selection, mice so intelligent, so cooperative, so easy to manipulate, that they inspired love and respect. And yet every day, Michael Gottlieb martyred, mutilated, and massacred some of these endearing creatures, the objects of his tender morning attentions. With lethal rays, he bombarded their spleens, their marrow, their thymus glands, and their ganglions, those organs that in mice, as in men, manufacture or stock the cells responsible for protecting the body against outside attack. Known as white cells, or lymphocytes, these cells are the organism's guardsmen. As soon as a foreign agent appears, irrespective of whether it is a microbe or a virus, they are mobilized. But they are also mobilized in the case of a graft implanted to replace a defective organ. By inflicting such torture on his mice to destroy their immune systems, Michael Gottlieb was seeking to discover a sure way of neutralizing the rejection phenomena in humans that still made organ grafting such a gamble. His specialty, immunology, was the study of man's major problem, his capacity to defend himself against the artful and unseen enemies that constantly threaten his body. Michael Gottlieb's fascination focused on the blood component, the white cells, those prodigious chemical factories, the system's guardsmen, whose deficiencies are responsible for so many fatal disorders. One morning, having scattered his potato slices into their cages, Michael Gottlieb made ready to submit a batch of his mice to a new phase in the program of experiments developed by UCLA's Professor Robert Gale. A knock at the door brought his mice an unexpected stay of execution. Michael Gottlieb saw the smiling face of his colleague, Howard M. Shanker, framed in the doorway of his tiny laboratory. Like Gottlieb, 26-year-old Howard Shanker, a medical intern, came originally from the East Coast. "Say, Mike," he began, "I think I've just discovered an interesting case on the fifth floor. The doctors up there are all at sea. They've got a guy in his 30s on their hands. They've found an outbreak of fungoid infection in his esophagus. He's hardly got any white cells left. He appears to have lost all his immune system. It really looks like something for you. You should go and take a look. Room 516. Michael Gottlieb slipped on his white lab coat. It was about 9 a.m. on Monday, October 6, 1980. The most spectacular medical adventure of modern times had just begun.